From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, this is Q&A with Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Here's the question. How can I lose my fear of public speaking? Well, whether it's a team meeting or a professional conference or maybe even a commencement speech, leaders are called upon to stand and deliver. For some, public speaking comes easily. Doesn't necessarily mean they're doing it well, of course. They might need some coaching, but they're just less fearful of addressing a group. But what if you are reluctant, even terrified of public speaking? What can you do? Well, first, take a deep breath. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could happen when you're delivering a talk? Would the group boo you and walk out? Would you faint? Would you get fired for being a lousy orator? The answer to those is pretty clear. It ain't gonna happen. So get past your worst, most panicky illusions. The true worst that could happen is that you might be less effective than you'd like, and you can do something about that. Here are some common public speaking errors and some solutions. Number one, you turn into someone you're not. Some speakers get formal or rigid or try to be funny and clever when it's just not them. The answer? Just be yourself. Don't assume that you're on a pedestal or on an altar or in front of a firing squad. Talk to the group the way you'd speak to, say, that aunt of yours. You know, the aunt who always thinks that the sun rises and sets on you and is interested in what you're doing and saying. That will put you in a positive frame of mind. Number two public speaking mistake. Body language that betrays your nervousness. You may rock back and forth, or keep your head in your notes, or use sweeping gestures that you'd never use in a real conversation, or fidget with your hands or a pen. Now, to own your space, just picture that the audience is a group of guests in your home, and your lectern, that's just another piece of furniture. You know, you set stuff on it, or you lean on it to make you comfortable, but not constantly. And it definitely isn't a life raft to which you cling while you're adrift at sea. If you are going to pace or walk around during your talk, just make it purposeful. It's perfect if you do it right. You do it to get closer to people, or to make sure that you're addressing both sides of a room, or because you're demonstrating something physically, or simply because you want to remove a barrier between you and the audience, meaning that lectern, you want to get up close. Speaking problem number three, voice issues. Now listen to me. Don't shout! And don't whisper. And don't speed through your material just to get it over with because you're really nervous. Look at the person farthest away from you in the room. Address that person. If he or she appears to be hearing you well, in fact, check to see if they're nodding their head. That's a good sign. You're at the perfect modulation. In fact, always look for somebody in a room who's smiling because that person will give you confidence. But as you're speaking, beware of filler words like ah and because they betray nervousness. And look for other bad habits, words you tend to repeat, such as, or and so forth. Now, how do you look out for these habits? Well, that's easy. Do a video of yourself. Get a friend or a colleague to shoot some cell phone video of you as you do a test run of your talk. Then go over your tape. Now look, you're going to hate it, because even pros pick themselves to pieces when they review themselves on tape. But just look for trends and habits you can change, and then practice again. Problem number four, and this is one you can easily address. The speaker just isn't interesting. Well, how do you ensure that you are? You have a plan. You know your stuff, but you know your audience well enough that you know how to translate that stuff into material they'll enjoy digesting. Think about what we've all loved since childhood, a good story. And what makes a good story? It has a good setup, interesting characters, a challenge, a bit of tension, a turning point, a resolution, and probably a moral to the story. Remember, when it comes to public speaking, command comes from comfort, and your comfort comes from what you know about your topic, what you know about your audience, your sincere commitment to connecting with them, to checking your vocal delivery and body language, and to practicing, reviewing, revising, and practicing again. And soon, you won't need the practice. You'll have new habits. And you'll learn the secret that those of us who lecture, present, and even podcast know. Even professionals who are public speakers get nervous. They just get professional about not letting it show. That's Q&A for today. I'm Jill Geisler for Loyola University, Chicago.